In Ontario, Canada, recently the Ontario PC Party leader, Doug Ford, he insisted that Tanya Granick Allen step aside and she's no longer allowed to run for the party in the upcoming election in June of 2018. You know, that's pretty unfair. I mean, firstly, the PC Party stands, of course, for Progressive Conservative. It's always kind of amazed me anyway, because it says two different things. Progressive means left, conservative means right. That's kind of like saying a virgin hooker. I mean, what is going on with the verbiage anyway? And now these guys, they all sit in the back room, Ford and his advisors, and they say, let's do this public opinion. And they're driven by fake news. They're driven by mainstream press. They should figure it out. I mean, watch what's happened in the United States of America. Have a look, wake up, snap out of it, come out of the ether. You don't kick people out because they have a different opinion than yours. That's typical liberalism, socialism. You're allowed to have an opinion, but it has to be identical to mine. That's not nice. She didn't do anything bad. I like Tanya. I think she would have been a great candidate, a great elected official. She should have actually been the leader. And I've not met her. I've never spoken to her, but I have written her emails and said, I wish I could contribute, but I don't live in your province. And she's responded to me. I also write to everyone else in that party down there. Nobody ever takes the time to write me back. She has more than once. I like her for that, but I also like her for her content. What she is saying is that, yeah, I guess, you know, she's not in favor of the lifestyle. The homosexual lifestyle always comes down to homosexuality, pretty much, right? And people in the LGBT something in Canada, it's a conservative gay rights group, blah, blah. They support her removal as a candidate. Everyone says she's done all these bad things. Well, actually, she hasn't. All she's done that's bad, is that her opinion is different than their opinion. She's uncomfortable. They've called her homophobic. I'm a homophobic. I mean, look it up. Look in the dictionary. Homophobic means that you're not comfortable being with a homosexual. I'm not comfortable. I'm also a liberophobic. I'm not comfortable being with liberal people. I should have the right. I do have the right to decide how I want to live and let live. I don't want to go fishing with a homosexual man. I don't want to have him at my house with his partner holding hands and kissing and for Christmas dinner. That's my right. I also don't want a liberal coming to my house at Christmas time with anybody, even a bale of hay. I don't want to go fishing with a liberal. Don't I have any rights? Now, I'm not supposed to say I hate him and scream and do all these nasty things and threaten their life, but they do to me. Why? Why is it that you have a right, but I don't, you being a liberal person? So that's just wrong. You're a bunch of bullies, all you liberal-like people, and I don't like you very much because of that. I mean, live and let live, you have no right to tell me that I don't have a right. I mean, this homosexual thing has gotten away from us anyway. I mean, it's bizarre. People say, why don't you go to a gay pride parade? And I say, why? And you should support them. I said, but I don't support them. I don't support the lifestyle. I support their right to be whatever they wanna be. I support that because I'm that right wing. I believe everybody should be able to do what they wanna do as long as it doesn't impact me. I don't need to go to their parade. Good bloody grief, why would I? Do they want to come to my parade? And by the way, I ain't going to a liberal parade either. Homosexuality to me, the legality of it, the marriage talk and all of this stuff, I guess it's kind of old now because they have the same rights as we do, is that I was compared to a driver's license. There's a whole bunch of different driver's licenses and we all get to travel on the same road. There's a license to drive a motorcycle. There's a license to drive a milk truck. There's a different license to drive an 18-wheeler. And then of course there's a car. And then there's a learner's permit. A whole bunch of different licenses with different names. So the same should apply in our lives because they're not the same. That's why you have different licenses. Homosexual unions or marriages are not the same as mine to a woman. So we shouldn't have the same license. That's a good thing. That ain't a bad thing. But a lot of people are squirming in their chairs now saying that guy's a bigot and he's this and that. I ain't. Marry a bale of hay. Who cares? Just don't bring the bale of hay to my house, back to my rights. But you know what? If everybody has the same license, the guy with the motorcycle, the guy with the 18-wheeler, the police get a headache and they don't know who's doing what. Everybody crashes, the road's a mess. And it ain't right. Everybody should have different rights based on their driver's license. And homosexuality is the same way. Yeah, she isn't using all those verbiage, Tanya, I get that, but she's not saying anything bad. And they should allow her to run. It's too late now, I'm sure she wouldn't anyway. But she has a lot of people who think like her and like me. We don't hate anybody. I don't agree with what you say, but I will always support and defend your right to say it. Pretty simple stuff. And people that give pushback to that, they ain't true right-wingers. PC, progressive conservative, give me a break. Hey, I'll come back here tomorrow. See ya.